Okay, welcome to Mishnayos Maaseros. Maaseros means the tithes. There are numerous agricultural tithes that were supposed to be separated in the land of Israel. And this Masechta actually doesn't deal with them specifically, but in general laws relating to the giving of the tithes themselves. So let's begin. Perek Rishon, Mishnah Aleph. Klal Amru B'Maaseros. There's some general rules that were stated with regards to the tithes in general. Kol shu ochel, anything which can be eaten, v'nishmar, and it has some type of preservative ability, meaning the owner watches over it. They don't just leave it to be, leave it as hefker. V'gidul of mina aretz, and also it grows from the ground. This is coming to exclude, actually, let's say, mushrooms, which don't have actual roots in the ground themselves. All those types of things are things which would be chayiv in maaseros, which would be obligated in the tithes. One would obligate it to tithe them at their appropriate time. Va'od klal acher amru. There's another klal that was said over here. Kol shitchilasa ochel v'sofa ochel. And the Chum also added anything which at the beginning of its growth it has the ability to be eaten, like let's say a vegetable of some sort. V'sofa ochel, and it also is of course good to be eaten as long as it grows even longer. Those two items, whether it's ochel, kol shitchilasa ochel v'sofa ochel, afal pishu shomer lahosiv ochel, even though you wait and keep it growing for it to, I guess, get better or grow more of the fruits or vegetables, chayev katan v'gadol, you could be chayev to separate the tithes. Your obligation to separate the tithes, or more specifically, your ability to separate the tithes, occurs at the point when it's small, katan v'gadol, or when it's big. But chol she'ein tchilas ochel, but anything which is not a edible item at the beginning stages of its growth, but aval sofa ochel, but will be near the end stages of its growth, eino chayev atchiasa ochel. The ability to tithe, it will not kick in until it actually becomes what is called ochel, roi lachila, able to be eaten itself. I mean, the source for that is the pasuk in Vayikra 27, verse 29, which says, chol maiser arts mi zera arts mi priya eitz, meaning until it actually becomes a pri, something edible. That's what the Bartanura cites as the source for it. Mishnah Beis. Okay, me'emasai haperos chayavim b'maiseros. From at what point do the fruits, which are not considered food at the beginning, going to be chayavim b'maiseros? What's the point where at that we determine it to be something which is edible, and now we say it is obligated in trumas and maiseros, the special tithes? Hateinim mishiav chilu. So when it comes to the figs, that is when it has its mishiav chilu process. The shiav chilu process is considered the stage when it begins to ripen. That's mishiav chilu. Ha'anavim, grapes, veha'avashim, mishiavishu. Grapes and avashim. Avashim are a lower quality grape. You could read about that in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 2, where it says, Be'ushim. Right, where it says Be'ushim over there in that verse, referring to this inferior grape. So Ha'og Va'atusim Vishyadimu, you know the grapes and the Avashim, and these Avashim, these inferior grapes, you know they're ready when they reach the stage Mishiv Ishu. That's when they become, you know, crystallized to the point where you could see the inside, so to speak, of the grape. Ha'og Va'atusim, the Mishyadimu. The og is a type of bush, which was used very much in coloring things. It has all these types of red berries on it. Tusim are strawberries, mishiadimu, from when they redden. Also, we say v'chol ha'adumim mishiadimu. All things which are red, you know they are ready when they begin to redden. They're ready for tithes when they begin to redden. Harimonim, pomegranates are ready mishia masu, when they become soft, meaning when the edible part of the pomegranate, the area around the seeds, becomes soft enough that you could sort of crush it with your fingers, then you know it's ready to be tithed. Hatamarim, the dates are ready from Mishiatilu Seor, when they develop these different cracks in them. They're called sourdough cracks. If you look at a date, and as you watch it ripen, you'll notice it begins to get these grooves in their skin. You know, it looks like, you know, when you put your finger in water for a long time, you get that sort of appearance. Ha'afarsiki mishiatilu gidim. The peaches are ready from when they begin to develop the gidim, which are the sinews. They're like these string-like appearances on the fruit. Ha'egozim, the walnuts are ready mishiasu megura, when they form an outside shell. Rabbi Yehuda says, egozim, the walnuts, and the shkedim, and the almonds, are going to be obligated in ties mishiasu klipa, when they develop also as well a inner husk that's inside the outer shell, then you know that it's going to be ready.